There are 65 million displaced people around the world, and no consensus on how to help them. Today, officials meeting at the United Nations in New York struggled to find common ground. Tomorrow, President Obama will hold a summit for political and business leaders. He'll seek firm pledges of aid. And to drum up support, the Obama administration has joined forces with a fuzzy blue celebrity. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
You guys ready to try this out?
At a television studio in New York, a U.S. Assistant Secretary of State prepares to be upstaged by a famous hand puppet, Grover, from Sesame Street.
Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever
okay.
be.
Okay.
It's Tony Blinken. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of State has teamed up with a popular children's television program to produce a short public service announcement. It's a kickoff to the president's refugee summit on Tuesday. The White House is sending the video out on social media.
Today, we're talking about refugees.
What is a refugee? Oh, sorry. Somebody did not turn off their cell phone.
Keep rolling.
The intended audience, children, and leaders at the summit. It's one tool to change the narrative on refugees and the displaced, from they are a security threat to they are just like us, says Blinken.
They are just like us. They are us. And as Americans, so many of us are the product of families that had refugees or immigrants, and they've contributed so much to our country.
It's a tough sell at home, as a majority of Americans are against any increase in resettlement. Concerns increase any time there's an attack in the West. The UN is holding its own summit today. World leaders failed to agree on a specific target number, rejecting calls to shelter 10% of the world's refugees annually. Refugee advocates are already blasting the results. President Obama is on stage tomorrow. He's using his last appearance at the UN to push for more education for refugee children around the world and more job opportunities for their parents. And he's looking beyond world leaders.
President Obama is convening the leaders of major companies from the United States and around the world in a call to action to look at what they can contribute to answering this this challenge and this problem.
The heads of 50 top companies are meeting with the president in New York, says Blinken, and Obama expects specific commitments from the private sector.
Part of that is, in fact, employing refugees. You're talking about, in many cases, people with extraordinary skills who want an opportunity to put them to work. It's also in the interest of companies. The talent is real.
But it's developing countries that host the bulk of world refugees, mostly in urban areas, not in traditional camps. And a backlash is building without a boost in international aid. Now, conflicts are lasting much longer in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, with desperate families struggling for decades, sometimes for a generation.
I know all about refugees.
You do?
Of course I do. They are the ones who wear striped shirts and blow whistles at soccer games.
No, Grover, that's referee. I'm talking about refugees. People who've had to leave their homes because it's not safe for them to live in their countries.
The message may be hard to hear for world leaders, but the Sesame Street team is aiming at the next generation. And Grover will be talking about refugees long after the summit is over. Deborah Amos, NPR News, New York.